Sonny Stitt, Roy Eldridge and the Oscar Peterson Quartet, Monitor Blues. And now, here on BBC Radio 3, Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's programme, a special collaborative concert set featuring pianist Andrew McCormack and saxophonist Jason Yard, with the Alitian Quartet, recorded at this year's Amser Jazz Time Festival in Cardiff, and features tantalising sounds like this. Andrew McCormack and Jason Yard with the Alitian Quartet, and more from that concert set later on the show. But let's start with something big and brassy. This from the Grammy-winning Rebirth Brass Band, who've been playing together since 1983, when they started out playing in the French Quarter in New Orleans. But they now play festivals and stages worldwide and delight audiences with their unique signature sound, which still upholds the tradition of brass band style, but adds hip-hop and funk into the mix. Taken from their CD Move Your Body, this is Texas Pete. larger-than-life sounds of the Rebirth Brass Band with Texas Pete, taken from their new album Move Your Body, which is out now on the Basin Street record label and has also been released on 180-gram deluxe vinyl for all you traditional record collectors. Something from American guitarist Steve Kahn now, who continues his explorations of the wondrous traditions of Latin music. He's joined on this track, written by Ornette Coleman, by one of the special guest players on the album, the great Randy Brecker, who's playing flugelhorn on Bird Food. Thank you. Taken from the album Subtext by guitarist Steve Kahn, that was Bird Food featuring Randy Brecker on flugelhorn, and that CD is out now on the Tone Centre record label. Mark Nightingale and Alistair White are two of the major forces in British jazz trombone playing today, and together they're a trombone tour de force. Back in the 1950s, this twin-instrument frontline was led by two of its finest exponents, J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding. With their new release, The Sound of Jay and Kai, Mark and Alistair strive to recapture this original concept. With Graham Harvey at the piano, Alec Dankworth on bass and Clark Tracy on the drums, let's hear them on The Groove Merchant.
Thank you.
sound of Mark Nightingale and Alistair White on trombones, taken from their new CD, The Sound of Jay and Kai, which is out now on the Woodville record label. And that was the track called The Groove Merchant. I'm Claire Martin and you're listening to Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on FM, online and on digital radio. It's time now for the first part of our concert set, and this week we're featuring something new and different from pianist Andrew McCormack and his longtime collaborator saxophonist Jason Yard. They're joined by the Elysian Quartet, who specialise in contemporary and improvised music, and they played with Andrew and Jason at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama as part of the Amser Jazz Time Festival on the 18th of May. The Elysian Quartet are Emma Smith on violin, Jenny May Logan on violin, Vince Ciprell on viola and Laura Moody on cello. The set starts with the Andrew McCormack composition, Nice Cup of Tea. Thank you.
Thanks very much. This next piece is another one written by me called Little Door. Thank you. Thank you.
Riddle, composed by Andrew McCormack, ending part one of tonight's concert set from Andrew McCormack and Jason Yard's duo featuring the Elysian Quartet. And that was Andrew McCormack on piano, Jason Yard on saxophone, Emma Smith on violin, Jenny May Logan on violin, Vince Ciprell on viola, and Laura Moody on cello. I'm Claire Martin, and you're listening to Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, there's some great UK jazz festivals coming up over the next months. The ever-popular Brecon Jazz Festival celebrates its 30th birthday and runs from the 7th to the 10th of August and features an incredible lineup of world-class musicians, including Gregory Porter, Burt Bacharach, Loose Tubes and Christine Tobin, to name just a few. And then the following month, Scarborough hosts the fabulous Scarborough Jazz Festival from the 26th to the 28th with an equally impressive programme featuring Nigel Kennedy, Jerry Mulligan's Concert Jazz Band, Dennis Rollins and Gwilym Simcock, amongst many others. Jazz Lineup will be at both festivals recording concert sets, which we'll bring you over the coming months. Well, next up, something from a pianist I've worked with only a few times, but I've always thought he was excellent. Manchester-born but based in Scotland, Paul Harrison has recorded his first solo album, featuring much-loved standards and an original that he penned whilst out in the wilderness of Caithness, alone with a fine Steinway Grand. But I've chosen the beautiful tune Louisa by Jobim.
Thank you.
From his first solo album, that was the pianist Paul Harrison with Louisa, taken from his album 10 Play 10, recorded at the Lythe Arts Centre in Caithness. And Paul arranged, engineered, produced and mixed that recording, as well as designing the CD cover, proving once again that us jazzers have to have a few strings to our bows. Something now from the Essential Jazz Classics label. It's the legendary 1961 Village Vanguard sets by the Bill Evans Trio. Two classic albums were culled from these sets, Sunday at the Village Vanguard and Waltz for Debbie. It would be the last recording by this formation of the group, with Scott LaFaro on bass and Paul Motion on drums, as LaFaro died 10 days later in a tragic car accident at the age of only 25. Let's hear the magic on Gershwin's My Man's Gone Now.
Thank you.
recorded live at the Village Vanguard in New York on June the 25th in 1961. That was the Bill Evans Trio playing Gershwin's My Man's Gone Now. Bill, of course, on piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, and Paul Motion on the drums. Trumpeter, composer and label boss Matthew Halsall is enjoying critical acclaim after the release of his new album, When the World Was One, which introduces the Gondwana Orchestra into the mix. Halsall is a self-confessed disciple of the meditative 1960s music of John and Alice Coltrane, and this track really explores that influence. With flautist Lisa Mallett and Nat Burchell on the sax, this is Patterns.
Thank you.
taken from his new release When the World Was One, which is out on his own label, Gondwana. That was trumpeter Matthew Housel with Patterns. I'm Claire Martin and you're listening to Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, let's continue with the second half of tonight's concert set with pianist Andrew McCormack and saxophonist Jason Yard with the Elysian Quartet, recorded on the 18th of May at the Royal College of Music and Drama in Cardiff as part of the AMSER Jazz Time Festival. This track was co-written by Jason and Andrew and it's called From Then On. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Sadly, it's come to that time we have to announce our last tune. If I may, before we go, one more time, Emma Smith on the violin. Jenny May Logan on the violin. Vincent Sipril on the viola. Laura Moody on the cello. Collectively known as the Elysian Quartet. Thank you very much. Mr. Andrew McCormack at the piano.
And of course, Jason Yard. Jason.
So this is a piece of mine called Ob's First Adventure. Thank you.
Ob's first adventure, ending tonight's concert set, highlights from Andrew McCormack and Jason Yard duo, featuring the Alessian Quartet. Well, that's nearly it for this week, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3. Check out Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. And this week he'll be featuring music by Mike and Kate Westbrook. And on next week's jazz lineup, a special interview with Jamaican pianist Monty Alexander. Well, to finish off tonight, another new release, this time on Whirlwind Recordings label from pianist Marko Černčec, who's one of Slovenia's most heralded contemporary musicians, currently dividing his time between his home country and New York. His third album is called Devotion, and here's the hugely vibey Risk Free, featuring Mark Shim on saxophone. Until next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
Was Risk Free by Marko Černčec, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade.
The Edinburgh Festivals on the BBC.
The Queen's Hall, the setting for the festival's morning chamber recitals.
50,000 performances across one city in one extraordinary month.
Welcome to a special Edinburgh edition of Loose Ends, as I like to call it, Clive Anderson's Fringe.
We get you closer to the best live comedy, theatre, dance, literature, cabaret and music.
Live from the Edinburgh Festival with this wonderful audience.
Edinburgh, a festival for everyone. For details of the BBC's extensive coverage, search online for BBC Edinburgh Festivals.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's 7:30 and time now to go live to the Royal Albert Hall for this evening's prom. It's presented by Susie Klein.
We are here in Chorus Room A of the Royal Albert Hall. The whole building has Cole Porter fever tonight. Its wigs are plenty. There are rails of costumes behind me. And the singer, Alexandra Silber, is currently having her hair rollered. It's looking very beautiful. How are you feeling?
I'm very, very well. So excited to share Kiss Me, Kate.
It is one of the great 20th century musicals. Full costume, wig, makeup, choreography for one night only. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of crazy project.
Yes, of course, there's a lot of pressure. But at the same time, I think it also fuels this particular story, which is about show business, which is about an opening night. And it couldn't be happening in a more exciting venue. Everybody that's been collected here is the cream of the crop at the top of their game. We're just having a wonderful time. I mean, it's impossible not to tap your toes to every single song. It's like a hit parade.
Ben Davis, you are the leading man tonight. Why, for you, is Kiss Me, Kate such a good score?
I'm a huge fan. I'm from Indiana. Cole Porter's from Indiana. So there you have that. He's a native son. I think it combines so many great... There's a jazzy feel to it, certainly in Too Darn Hot. There's very classical feel to something like Were Thine That Special Face, or and then you have the fun kind of freewheeling Wunderbar and stuff. It's just like this melange of styles. There's never a dull moment in it.
The voices of the singers Ben Davis and Alexandra Silber. And if you hadn't guessed, tonight Kiss Me, Kate comes to the Proms. Cole Porter's glittering show within a show, his adaptation of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. Well, tonight's performance from the John Wilson Orchestra revives the original score from the 1948 Broadway premiere. And this being the John Wilson Orchestra, we can expect nothing less than the full stage musical treatment this evening, as many high kicks and dance routines as you could possibly wish for. Plus, we've a fantastic cast of singers from both the UK and the US and the all-important 40-piece orchestra that promises to perform this lush score with real zip and flair. Earlier today, I caught up with John Wilson and I asked him why he finds this Cole Porter classic so alluring.
I think it's the best thing he ever wrote. You know, between 1943, which was the year Oklahoma was written, and 56, 57, when My Fair Lady and West Side Story came along, you had 15 or so years when all the talent was concentrated pretty much in one place, in New York. And we get a string of masterpieces, and all the composers, Irving Berlin and Porter and Richard Rodgers, seemed to be writing their best things at that time. And Cole Porter had some great success in the 30s as a songwriter and as a composer of musical shows with flimsy plots like Anything Goes. But with Kiss Me, Kate, it's his first really unified show, book, music and lyrics all combined. And as a result of that, the music has more depth. The orchestrations are richer. It's just altogether a more substantial piece.
Now, this is the most busy I've seen it backstage possibly all season, because you are doing the full-on treatment. It's not in any way a semi-staged performance. You've really gone for it.
Well, we describe it as semi-staged, and I believe in sort of under-promising and over-delivering.
How could you stage it any more than doing full costumes, full wigs, makeup, dance routine? I mean, it's got everything.
You could have scenery. Wear the scenery. The orchestra's the scenery.
John Wilson talking to me earlier today. Well, the players of the orchestra on stage, led tonight by Andrew Haveron, and bouncing on with as much vim as he always does, John Wilson, to lead his eponymous orchestra. And the Kiss Me, Kate ensemble, a great cast of singers in Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate.